when they push agencies or on development strategies to have these strategies, the low carbon development strategies. And I think it's very important that some country or people advocate for these strategies. Unfortunately, President Yameen has decided to drill for oil. Unfortunately, President Yameen has decided to drill for oil in the Maldives, has also decided to increase carbon emission by 300%. Of course, what the Maldives does is not going to affect the planet. But for us to be leading the argument, the advocacy, we must have the moral high ground, and we must be able to say that there is another development strategy. We all need the good life. We all need refrigerators, washing machines.
We have 5 seconds.
And all the appliances. But we must find a good development strategy.
Mohamed Nasheed, I want to thank you very much for being with us. Ousted president of the Maldives has just received political refugee status in Britain. We will continue this conversation. This is Democracy Now! Democracy Now! Is a hiring a news producer as well as an office coordinator, both full-time jobs in New York. Check our website at democracynow.org. The job openings are immediate. Democracy Now! Is produced by Mike Burke, Nermeen Sheikh, Carla Wills, Laura Gottesdiener, Dina Guzder, Amy Littlefield, Sam Alkoff, Robbie Karen. I'm Amy Goodman. Thanks so much for joining us.
Ready, set, walk. Yes, walk. Join Relay for Life and fund the Canadian Cancer Society's vital support services and Canada's most promising cancer research. Register today at relayforlife.ca. Get on track for an unforgettable journey. You'll pass the baton and relay with others in your community. Because every step you take, every dollar you raise, continues the life-saving work of the Canadian Cancer Society. Go the distance, accept the baton. RelayForLife.ca.
Come on. Come on. Look at this. Look at all these goats.
What do you think about that, Rohit? What do you make of that?
What I just heard there?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I'm very confused.
Well, first of all, who are you?
I'm Rohit Joseph. I'm a guy that like stuck around here for a while.
Okay.
I tend to make things on the radio.
Well, not the show specifically. You stuck around. This location.
This location.
So where are we?
We are in the University of British Columbia on unceded Musqueam territory, and we're broadcasting here for this show called...
Yes. Yeah. No, I'm digging it. Keep going.
Oh. And, you know, this is located in the ground floor of The Nest, a very welcoming building.
Is that your name for it, The Nest?
It's not mine. It's the AMS name for it.
Official designation.
It is an official designation.
Okay. Yeah. And we are the nestlings.
Okay, now that's your designation. I don't think anybody wanted to go.
I think it follows logically from the official designation.
It does, but logic is not always the solution, John. It's
wow.
Not.
That's crazy, man. That's crazy. I'm not interrupting you. I just wanted to say that, yes, this is queued up on CITR 101.9 FM. We are broadcasting live right now. And we've got an exciting selection of shows today. It's sort of a Sled Island-themed show. It's also a... I'm trying to do the tap. How do I do a tap sound without actually tapping? I'm going to tap on the microphone. It's like I'm clarifying. It's like, zoom in.
See
right here? I'm being very specific. It's like I'm in the war room, and it's like, this right here. This is where they're stockpiling the weapons. It's also a goat bleeding show. And this is not a commentary on Calgary whatsoever. I just wanted
goats.
To bring up the sheep bleat.
I wanted to hear what that guy was saying.
We didn't notice that the first time, but they cut this video off because someone starts shouting at this woman.
Yeah, because she's like, you know, harassing the sheep.
What do you think it is? Yeah, do you think that's it?
I think that's exactly it. I'm going to say that guy, you know, he's like the sheep owner, the farmer, the rancher, whatever. And he's just looking out for his sheep. He's looking out for his flock, you know.
We're going to talk about this later today. Myself and Rohit, and I've invited Rohit today onto my show. He's about to go to Toronto for 6 weeks. He's going to be an intern on Q
for
CBC. Very exciting opportunity. But in the past few weeks, me and Rohit, Rohit is also one of the co-hosts of the show Soul Sandwich, which is another Wednesday slot. We have a lot of interesting shows on Wednesday.
Yeah, Wednesdays.
And a lot of, as it turns out, people of color shows.
I don't know if there's some freaky coincidence.
Did you like that? Like, that was my swerve. Welcome.
You swerved hard into that.
I don't need to swerve. Listen, I can do it anytime I want.
You like Tokyo Drifted.
It's my initiative. It is my initiative.
Fair enough.
And I'm doing it right now in the most thorough sense.
Let's swerve hard. What are we doing here, John?
Okay. We're going to talk about, I think, it's really interesting because it's a conversation I wanted to have with someone for a while. And last week I had some experiences, which I think might shed some more light on this, some learning that might shed some more light on this. And I know I've talked to you about this situation in the past, but at Sled Island, which today's show will predominantly be about, I saw that there is a panel about creating safer spaces. And I don't think either of us want to claim to be authorities on this matter, authorities on patriarchal violence and alternative scenes, on making sure that there is inclusivity, that these issues, which are very much at the forefront of this conversation, are not what we are able to take charge on. We can offer our perspectives, but we cannot claim ownership over these. We are not authorities in any sense. However, I think we can comment on a tangential sort of conversation that intersects into creating safer spaces, which is that what are our lived experiences as people of color in alternative scenes, in alternative community radio, which is still, although it is accessible and inclusive, predominantly white, and what the expectations there are. And we can just maybe touch light on that a bit later. If you're interested in tuning in for that conversation, that will very much happen. Otherwise, it will just be going through some Sled Island artists. I'm going to be checking in next week around Wednesday afternoon or evening. I am quite excited, but, you know, we'll get to that when we get to that.
Yeah, yeah.
So, Rohit, could you introduce this first artist we're going to be listening to?
Yeah, we're going
to I'm just going to put it on, like, as sort of bed track for us in the next little segment, just to give it, like, a little bit of atmosphere.
That's
like,
true, man.
Prepare them for, like, the...
You know, a little bit of bleeding.
No, this is Kate Renato.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yes, I'm sorry, but what are... I don't know who we're playing next. Who are we playing?
So one of the featured artists at Sled Island this year, to my pleasant surprise... is Kate Renata, a Montreal-based DJ and producer. He has just been, you know, rising up quickly in these in the last year or so. You know, really getting as hype as these sheep are right now.
Don't look at the video.
I'm not looking, man. I'm hearing it.
I'm host. Please look at me, Rohit.
Yeah, I'm looking at you. It's kind of hard not to look at.
I know. Kate Renata is a very handsome man. Please stop looking at the video. I'm going to turn the monitor away from
you. Right. All right.
And you're going to look at
me. Look at you.
Because we're looking into each other's eyes right now here in the studio. It's a very intimate space.
Yeah, man. And, you know, just like the atmosphere that we're... you know, giving you with these sheep, like...
No, this is Kate Renata, please, stay on topic. Rohit, I need you to stay on topic.
Kate Renata is, you know, he stays on top of it, you know? Like,
Oh, my gosh. I put on the wrong video. That was just a sheep bleeding video the whole time. Oh, my God, I'm so sorry. Okay, but Kate Renata, can you tell me a bit more about Kate
Renata? I'm sorry, I ruined that for you, John.
I'm going to put it back on because I like it.
Okay,
but I do apologize because that was not Kate Renata.
Intended.
Okay, please continue.
Yeah, so Kate Renata, sick DJ producer. He's been working with cool artists lately. He's been working with Craig David, Bad Bad Not Good. You know, really cool people for his latest album, and it's called 99%. Which, if you have Spotify, you can check out and. Really dig into, because I think it's one of the best albums released this year.
He just played recently in Vancouver, didn't he?
Oh
my gosh, that one's intense. We're gonna just turn that off now.
I
played at the Commodore.
Oh, sick! Really?
Have you ever gotten a chance to see him live?
Yeah, I did. A couple years back, I did. Yeah, at Celebrities actually.
So actually, awesome. At this, and I'm gonna look up when he is playing exactly, but what do you think people can expect from his performance?
People can expect to be dancing their asses off. They can expect a really good mix of genres, because Kate Trinata is electronic, but he infuses electronic music with hip hop. Obviously, like, mm-hmm. Kind of breakbeat style stuff, jazz, funk, disco, even like reggaeton and salsa music. He's infused a lot of different genres into his music, and you can expect a very diverse playlist, a really sick mix of tracks that you would not get from any other DJ. So. And he has a very unique sound in the way he uses synthesizers and stuff. It's distinctly Kate Trinata. Mm-hmm. So right. I think you'll expect a really hype show. Yeah.
Very cool. Very cool. We're going to put on a track from Kate Trinata right now. Can you tell me anything about this track?
This track, all right, so I'm not exactly sure what the language is, but it starts off with like the sample from what I think is like a Portuguese song, like a kind of, what's it? Well, I don't know if it's what would be Portuguese music like that's dance music. Like,
I couldn't tell you, Rohit.
I don't know. It seems like it's influenced from some traditional Portuguese dance music, and then it like uses the sample, loops it, and then he just totally breaks it down, and you don't see the drop coming. Like it builds up for a while. Like you really right. being teased.
Very cool. Very cool.
So yeah. And, when it drops. Man, you'll be moving wherever you are.
If you are going to Calgary for Sled Island next week, or if you're just going to be in the general area, we all know Canada is a very small nation. You can drive across it in a span of, a fortnight, quarter fortnight, two quarters fortnight. You'll be able to see Canada this upcoming Friday. Sorry, not this upcoming Friday. Next Friday at the Flames Central. And here we go. Let's put this on. Thank you, Rohit.
No problem.
I'm just a fool. And it still ain't a goddamn thing they could tell me. What could compel me to jump in? Get a piece of this bread pudding, wake up, cake up. Walking in the form of my elders, I'm glowed up, glowed up. Bitch, don't I look like a pharaoh? Fuck your story, tell nigga, pull up. Shit and piss on your head, nigga, clocking. Grab my check out the mail room, then back in. Papa, daddy Warbucks, like Warhol with an 8-ball and a paintbrush. I'm AWOL, but I ain't done. Full-time killing, bad hole driller, childhood for the kitten, mellow yellow lemon, I'm glowed up, I'm glowed up, yeah, same time stealing, same squad chilling, baggy full of pith, can't you see I'm living, I'm glowed up, I'm glowed up, I'm glowed up. See me shining, nigga, the silver lining, nickel-plated refinery, never sweating the mind at work of the most honorable, no bullshit in me, constant laxatives in your child away, that's the shit I can't condone, full power until we reach the maximum, gonna all my worries, I'm loony, absolutely out my dome, stacking my capital, I carve in my legacy, now tell me, is you with me, chaperone, full-time killing, hole driller, child for the kitten, mellow yellow lemon, I'm glowed up, I'm glowed up, yeah, same time stealing, same squad chilling, baggy full of pith, can't you see I'm living, I'm glowed up, I'm glowed up. Lately I've been glowed up. Paper finally showed up. Chowder got me going buff. Feeling like the only one.
Hey folks, just wanna let you know there's a little bit of language and I forgot to warn you about that. So yeah, just excuse this language a bit. I'm sorry. It's a great tune though. And tune out if you, you know, are you know, offended in any way. But yeah, there's you know, there's gonna be more language like this in the rest of the song. That's your warning, folks. Here you go.
Feeling like the only one out here. Even if I slowed up, got enough work to last the whole damn night. Lately I've been glowed up. Feeling like the only one out here. Cares for you. Not just another name.
why are you trying to sabotage community radio, Rohit? I invited you here in the sanctified space. You're here to make prestige.
Maybe sanctified.
Prestige radio content for everyone. The children and those who are sensitive to provocative language.
I accept that. That was my bad.
No, that's cool, Rohit. We all make mistakes.
Yeah, man.
So can you tell me a bit about the tracks we just played?
All right, so the first track, Light Spots, was completely just like an insane, you know, dance tune, like totally about the vibe of it. I don't know what language that sample is, where it repeats throughout. You might have heard it. It's like super high-pitched. It repeats throughout. But yeah. The second track is called Glowed Up, and that features an awesome artist named Anderson .Paak, who's like a rapper slash singer slash drummer.
What region is he from?
What's up?
Where's he from?
He's from L.A., he grew up, actually, he had a cool upbringing, because he is half Korean, half black, so he grew up in K-Town, and has, like, a lot of influence from, you know, Asian culture, Korean culture particularly, but, of course, also knew a lot of people in Compton, so he's, like, got like the hip hop credentials to boot, and he actually did help on Dr. Dre's album Compton, which is how a lot of people know him now.
Very cool, very cool.
Yeah. So that's K Tronada's two tracks from 99%, Light Spots and Glowed Up.
So if I wanted to go online and maybe find some shows that has your curation, has your stamp on it, where would I do that exactly?
Oh,
I mean, it's interesting.
Yeah, my curation.
Well, your perspective, particularly. So, like, where would you find those shows?
Those shows. Well, those shows are on CITR. Soul Sandwich. Just
no.
Oh.
No, they're. Are they? That's crazy.
They are, man. Believe it or not. I have a show here.
And
it's not on right now.
Did you know my show is also available on CITR.ca? CITR.ca.
You can find it right now.
If you go to Cue It Up, which you are listening to right now, then you will be able to find every podcast and archive of my show. Cue It Up on CITR 101.9 FM. We're broadcasting live from UBC Vancouver right now on unceded, traditional, Coast Salish, Musqueam territory. Me and Rohit will be right back after these messages.
Slime featuring Jay Arner, DJ Duncan McHugh, spinning some Jay Arner, and a bunch of other bands that Jay Arner may or may not have anything to do with.
Finally, we elf folk are free of elven labor and the frozen pale of winter dawn. This has been an amazing elfcation with Discorder Magazine, featuring Victoria's Pretty Good, Not Bad Festival, Fountains Reunion in France, Montreal-based Arbutus Records, and Jay Arner. Our king!
Red wine every day.
All this and more in Discorder. Available around town at cafes, venues, record stores, and online at discorder.ca. Special thanks to this month's advertisers. Vinyl Records, The Rickshaw, Zipcar, The Astoria, Bomber Brewing, Don't Argue Pizza, Levitation Fest and Tambor, Live Van, Mint Records, Pressing Matters, and The Rio Theater. Discorder, get yours now!
Adults 19 and older can learn to cook or bake with blueberries in a short one-day class at the Richmond Nature Park this summer. Learn about blueberries' numerous health benefits from dietitian Jessica Wang and join a nature walk to search for and learn about bog blueberries.
All supplies are provided. Register online at richmond.ca/register or call the Nature House at 604-718-6188. Baking with blueberries takes place July 16th. Cooking with blueberries July 23rd, both from 9:30 a.m. to 12 p.m. at the Richmond Nature Park.
Wow. Aren't those PSAs just wonderful?
Did you notice anything weird about those PSAs?
What are you talking about, John? What? I didn't notice anything. Did you notice something?
I did.
What was that, man?
You know what I noticed?
What did you notice?
That in a predominantly Caucasian sector, those PSAs were produced voiced, conceived of, created, collaborated upon, manifested into the living world of signal and audio by people of color, like you and me.
That was a hard swerve of a segue, man.
I do not swerve. That's where this train has been going the entire time.
No, that's good. That's good. I dig it.
But yeah, so this is a Sled Island show of sorts, and I don't know if I'm going to have time to play the entire playlist. We just heard a series of tracks from K-Tronada, who will be playing a huge set on Friday at Flame Central.
If you're going to be in Calgary, that's the place to be.
Next Friday, that is, when Sled Island is taking place. But there are also a series of panels. There will be films, there will be comedy, and one of the panels that caught my eye is the Creating Safer Spaces discussion panel. Because it is an important topic, and because even though, you know, we are a community radio station and we play music from artists who play, you know, alternative venues and push inclusivity and accessibility to the forefront, it can't be sloganeering. And it's like even these accessible communities often have barriers, often reflect greater trends of violence and abuse and marginalization that exist within the wider community, despite their trying to be alternative and different. And myself and Rohit, again, are not authorities on the subject matter, and we cannot speak with a kind of authoritative stance on that. Although one day, I hope, soon, I would like to bring someone into the show to talk to that perspective. But what we are able to do is talk on a tangential an intersecting sort of conversation, which is what it's like to be a person of color in a predominantly white alternative space. And it's been interesting for me here at CITR, which once had all sorts of barriers associated with it as a snobby station, as a cool station. And of course, what is the trope of cool is so much associated with, you know, a kind of alternative independent rock music, which is very predominantly white. And, you know, what does that mean when it comes to what the content that CITR broadcasts look like? And on another note, I've definitely noticed in my time here that when you're in the spoken word departments, when you're dealing with people who do documentary, do news, do arts, those people, it is more likely for there to be a diversity of ethnicities, whereas it's more likely for there to be a homogeneity of ethnicities, according to people who do music shows and do music programming and DJ. All those things. And I wonder if you just had any thoughts about what it's been like, maybe.
And actually, in
the hipster, inclusive, accessible scene.
I think the reason you might see that diversity in the spoken word shows is just the broad range of like topics and things you can do. Like with the Arts Report, you can go to any arts event that interests you. It could be, anything that like either they have tickets to or you can pitch an idea to. And same with news, like anything that you're interested in covering and doing journalistically, you can pitch it to CITR and, we'll make it happen. So it's just the freedom of choice,
And what hooked you into CITR? And I'm wondering if there were any, not necessarily intimidations, but sort of the idea that maybe this was not the space for you, or if you ever faced that, or maybe words you might have for, sorry, that's an incredibly complicated question.
Well, I think at first, I don't know if it was just me being lazy, but the first year I tried to get involved, and I just, I went for a tour, but I never ended up signing up for a membership, and I'm not quite sure why. And I think that happens a lot at the station.
It happens to a lot of people, and it's not necessarily owing to barriers, but, you know, when you're a student, there's a lot of things to get interested in.
Yeah, exactly. Or, like, you just get caught up in your work, your schoolwork and stuff. Mm-hmm. But then I came back in third year, and then I'm just like, no, I just want to be involved in something. I just felt like school was getting to be too much of a routine, and I just needed something to do that was not just classwork. And then just went in a more, gung-ho approach and just talked to the News 101 people that day, and then they got me involved literally that day, the day I just walked into the station. But this was, like, in third year when I was kind of tired of just going to class and then going home again as a commuter student. In terms of music, I think there is a little bit of an intimidation of starting your own music show because, first of all, you're not sure if, like, if your idea is original enough, or, you know, if you're cut out for being on the air. And then the other thing is, oh man, but then I also have to find a lot of local artists, and there's a lot of things that you have to factor in just knowledge wise. Mm-hmm. And on top of that, it does seem like the scene here favors, well, at least in my opinion, I don't know if it's favors, but just naturally skews because of the makeup of the people who are
hosting shows, it
tends to skew towards, like you said, alternative rock, indie rock.
Well, it's a matter of representation, right? Because that's the impression you get, because that is what you see, even if it doesn't necessarily reflect the truth of what's happening.
Oh,
there.
Totally, yeah, because you do have some really interesting, unique shows. You get like 7 different languages represented in CITR's programming. That's pretty amazing. Like everything from, you know, Russian to like Ethiopian and Indian and Chinese, you know, Mandarin, like, you know, mm-hmm. like you do get a lot of language representation, Spanish. So it's not like we don't
Portuguese.
Have those shows, Portuguese. So you get like you get an interesting mix, but then I guess like those shows feel like the one-offs, and then everything else is like a bit more conforming. I mean, that's what you might, you know, that may be the impression you get.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's fair to say necessarily. And I think the station does do a lot to try and encourage more people from diverse backgrounds
course.
To come. But again, it also depends
when you,
on...
When you get into the specificities, there'll be a lot of distinction and demarcation. But when we look from afar, and that's how people see it from afar, that's what it looks like, is that there is that homogenous element to it.
Exactly, yeah. And I, like you said, it was getting better. And I think like you just got to keep pushing on with the initiatives. Like, we have collective shows that are promoting, like, you know, women's content or indigenous content, you know, and we just got to keep that up. And it's a lot of work to keep that up, because you also need the people from those communities to be, you know, on board, and them to train their, you know, successor or whatever, you know.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So that's going to be like a long-term commitment that hopefully, we can hold up.
All right. Thank you, Rohit.
No problem.
That was really eloquent. I think it touched on a lot of points that are very much have to do with people's comfort when they don't adhere to the majority, people's comfort in being a space that is theoretically accessible for them. And I've always felt welcome. Oh, hey, there's Evan in the lounge. This is, never mind. I'm sorry. he walked away. But sorry, I just got excited. I'm so excited for Sled Island.
Yeah, man.
Next week.
You
must Calgary.
Be. What are you going to do for accommodation? How are you staying there?
I'm going to live under a bridge.
Okay, fair enough.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I mean, how long do you have to live under a bridge for Sled Island? Is it like a 3? I forget.
For my entire life, I've been living under a bridge. I'm a troll. I am a troll.
Yeah, fair enough.
of the Nordic, like, mythological variety.
Oh,
and
nice.
Not in a pejorative sense whatsoever.
Mm-hmm.
I'd be very insulted if it were that case. Yes, so thank you. Rohit, you're going to be away for quite a while.
Yeah, man.
Where can people... Do you have a Twitter?
I have a Twitter, yeah. But this is...
Oh, if you don't want to plug it, then...
I can plug it. I just don't... I don't do a whole lot on it, but you can follow me at RotomJo. That's R-O-T-O-M-J-O. Rotom
that,
Joe.
That is a ridiculous Twitter tag.
It is. I'm not denying it.
Again, if you want to hear back episodes of Soul Sandwich, you can find that on CITR.ca. Just search Soul Sandwich. You'll be able to
find... Thanks for the plug there, homie.
Yeah, absolutely. Back episodes of the show from Rohit and Ola, usually on Wednesdays from 8 to 9 p.m., but I believe it's on a hiatus.
It's on a hiatus. We're both, like, away for the summer, so... Yeah, we'll be back, though, in September.
Queued up, on the other hand, we'll be here for perpetuity. Always broadcasting into psychic
one day, John, you're just going to like straight up own this station, or this entire station.
We're going to tune that out because we don't need that anymore. We're just going to tune out that other voice. So we're just going to play some songs now. We're going to play some songs from upcoming Sled Island shows, Sled Island Taking Pigs next week. I might have to leave you a bit early because I've got to run downtown Hastings Shop Wrong. We're going to be doing a live broadcast for the Red Jam Slam. It's Tuesday from 6 to 9 p.m. It's going to be a celebration of Indigenous voices and pride. And CITR will be live broadcasting it. So check in on Tuesday from 6 to 9 p.m. for interviews and music and poetry and a little bit of our DJ music as well. Fountain from Victoria, really cool post-punk band, are going to be playing 3 separate sets in Calgary next week, Wednesday 22nd at the Commonwealth, 10 p.m., Friday 24th at the Commonwealth, upstairs, not downstairs, 6:45, and Saturday the 25th at Tubby Dog. Rohit, do you like hot dogs?
Yeah.
Ah, Tubby Dog. I hear good things.
Good.
Thank you.
Bye now.
just heard Dry Heave from Calgary. Calgary natives, they'll be playing a series of shows at Sled Island next week. Check them out. Very cool. As their craft singles EP, you just heard a bit from. We've got to maybe speed up the pace a bit because I've got to run out here in like 5 minutes. You're listening to Dr. Death now from Psy, or rather pronounced Hussy, out of Toronto. And they are also going to be playing a series of sets at Sled Island next week. Check out their album, Basque, from last year. Really cool stuff. Cue it up. CITR 101.9 FM. Podcasting live. Talk to you soon.
Every Tuesday from 9 to 11 p.m. on 101.9 FM with Relly Rails and Jules Andre Brown.
How to sled. Step 1, book your bus or flight to Calgary. Step 2. The Sled Island Music and Arts Festival returns to Calgary this June 22nd through 26th. 5 days with over 300 sets of music, arts, film, and comedy. You got them all, Curator Peaches tops the bill alongside Guided by Voices, Catronata, The Sonics, Deaf Heaven, Angel Olsen, Health, and many more. Visit sledisland.ca for details.
Wow, what a show it has been. You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting live from UBC, Vancouver, on unceded Coast Salish, traditional Musqueam territory. Lots of fun today. Sled Island / Goat Theme. We heard a little bit from Shearing Pink's Tropes. And Shearing Pink's, of course, the local noise provocateurs, will be touring next week in Calgary for Sled Island. They'll be playing a series of shows at Sled Island as well. I'm sorry I can't get very specific, but I've got to be running. If you would like to listen, queue it up again. We broadcast every 3 p.m. to 4 p.m. on Wednesdays, and except next week, because I won't be here. But it'll probably be a rerun, which is also worth listening to. Coming up next, Asian Wave 101. I was in Ottawa last week. I was talking to some people from CJLO, that is Concordia's radio station. And they were telling me all about how they, in Montreal, were listening to CITR 101.9 FM. I said, what show? And they said, Asian Wave 101. Asian Wave 101. If you want to learn about what is new with Chinese, Korean, pop music, that is the show to listen to. Your host, Steve Zhang, has a host of great ideas and topics and just all of the insider information on that. So stay tuned. I've got to get going. I'm going to put on some more Shearing Pink's song Alaska. Then I'm going to queue up Psychic TV's Eve of Destruction. Psychic TV, of course, it'll be an absolute privilege to see them, one of the headliners of Sled Island, next week. Again, I do not have the info in front of me, but I really need to run. Actually, run. So we're going to put that on. And as always, thank you for tuning in to queue it up. This is Jonathan. It's been a pleasure. Let's talk soon. Goodbye. Thank you.
Project.